The name of my story this morning is Two Sami Hands. Now, that's the proper pronunciation. We, in the American way of speaking, might say two same hands, but it's really Two Sami Hands. So, last week, you may remember that Hammond had done the unthinkable to help himself, and in turn, he hurt his sister, Polly, very much. He had secretly switched one of his own two right hands with Polly's left hand. And so now Polly is the child afflicted with the difficult to recognize, little known malady known as Two Sami Hands. Everyone noticed Polly's unusually bad behavior, but no one saw that she now had the dreaded Two Sami Hands. Nobody noticed, that is, until a few weeks had gone by, and a very quiet member of the Story family, Obadiah, noticed. It happened one day at swimming class during camp, at the day camp at the YMCA, and Obadiah had often noticed Hammond's Two Sami Hands, but now he saw that Hammond was cured, and Polly has Two Sami Hands. Obadiah flew over very quietly to Hammond, and he stood silently in front of him and looked back and forth at Hammond's hands. And Hammond slowly realized that Obadiah saw. And Hammond felt very guilty, caught. And Hammond looked away and said, "I am sorry. Polly is the one who needs your apology, not me," said Obadiah. "But I don't want to go back to Two Sami Hands." And Hammond had big tears rolling down his face. And Hammond was afraid to tell his parents what he had done. What if they won't love him anymore? Obadiah told Hammond, "I will go with you when you tell your mommy and daddy and sister what you have done. And I will bring Nurse Fran also." Hammond was so sorry that he had taken that unthinkable action and switched his arms to get his sister's. So that very evening, right after supper, when all the dishes were washed and dried, there was a knock on the front door, and it was Obadiah, and it was Nurse Fran. And here they are, all six of them. And Mr. Potato Head said, "Well, well, well, it's nice to see you, Nurse Fran, and Obadiah, too. What brings you to our door?" And Hammond said, well, you see, I need their help to tell you something that I've done. I did the unthinkable." To be continued.